Message number 999. Mother of Salvation, this new and obscene imitation of the Word of God will have many believe that it is simply a modern updated version of the New Testament. Monday, December 23, 2013 at 18:36. My child, the darkness will drop so suddenly over my son's church that many will become instantly silent, so shocked will they be. My son Jesus Christ the King will be declared to be no longer king. In his place will be the elevated pagan gods and all religions, including those who do not come from God, and all will take up position in my son's church on earth. To the world, the new proclamation of so-called Christianity will seem to be good news. The world will rejoice because many will welcome what they will see to be great tolerance for every kind of act which up to then was deemed to be a sin in the eyes of God. When my son walked the earth, the Pharisees rejected the truth. They believed only in what suited them, and they believed in many falsehoods. They would not accept my son's outstretched arms as he proclaimed the holy word of God. The time has come once again for those who claim to know the truth to deny my son. By this I mean his holy word as proclaimed in the most holy gospels. Soon the most holy book will be discarded and a new blasphemous substitute will be declared to all within my son's church and outside of it. Many will be deceived. So cunning are my son's enemies that this new and obscene imitation of the Word of God will have many believe that it is simply a modern updated version of the New Testament. My son's word will be used and changed to mean something new, something he never said. The evil one, through the enemies of my son, will always deceive the world by using the truth as a base for lies. They will always attack what is true by working with the truth in order to defame my son's word. They will start with his word first and destroy it. First by mocking it and then by discarding it in favor of heresy. Then they will attack his flesh. The Word was made flesh in the form of my son. They crucified my son before and now, as he comes again to renew the earth, they will destroy the Holy Eucharist. All of those with faith must persevere during these terrible birth pangs, because when it is all over, the Son of Man will rise and will come to reclaim his kingdom on earth. Those who love my son must honor him at all times and never deny him. You must be prepared to live by the truth and never succumb to accepting lies which will be spread all over the world and the soon-to-be-declared new one-world religion. When you see these things happen, be assured that the time will be close for the second coming of the one true Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of humanity. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.